This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big time for 60 million in the U.S., particularly when we're talking about the great state of Texas. Boy, you all are really feeling it. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. In fact, Texas cities this week, I'll give you an example. Del Rio, 115 degrees. San Angelo, 114. Laredo, 115 as well. And then Corpus Christi, an unofficial record when you mix in the humidity of 125 degrees. Your body feels like it's 125 degrees. So sad that just a handful of days ago, a 14-year-old died while hiking with his stepfather and brother at Big Bend National Park in Texas. It is a treasure in West Texas, but a terrible time for them to be in the midst of that. Not thinking, right? Not thinking that we're okay. And that's what happens to a lot of people. You have the Texas postal worker in Dallas who died because of the extreme heat. So you're seeing that the heat wave is sometimes two or three times hotter than what you normally would feel like. And Texas is the epicenter of the heat wave. That's why the triple digits. It's extreme. And it's extremely unusual. Yes, it gets hot. Yes, we know that. But this is a place now, the Lone Star State, where it's hotter. I just saw a headline. It wasn't fake news. A couple of days ago and explored a little bit deeper. Hotter than 99% of the world. Wow. And in Dallas, they're talking about 115 degrees. And they're saying, you know, you're talking about at night, you're having these high temperatures, scorching heat. And boy, it's got to be so tough to deal with that. I mean, look, I lived in Texas for a long time. Everything is bigger in Texas, and it definitely is when it comes to the heat. Just a warning for people to hydrate. And I've told my story where, hey, I'm in great shape. I feel like there's nothing's wrong, and I'm taking a couple of sips of water. And before you know it, I'm lucky it wasn't worse than it was. It was scary, scary, scary to have a heat-related illness, and all of a sudden it just hit you like that. All right, Chicago, what are you dealing with? The worst air quality on earth. And you got a heat wave, by the way, not just in Texas, but it's swelling across the Heartland area, too. And we've got the Canadian wildfires that are raging that are hitting the West Coast. So many people in the East Coast dealt with that. But in Chicago, they're dealing with it, too. I mean, if you were on Lake Michigan and you looked at the skyline, it would be bleak. It would be very, very gray, poor, poor air quality. And that is the Canadian wildfires coating Chicago and surrounding areas on Tuesday, and more bad air expected through at least Wednesday. So looking for those pictures, you're not getting those great pictures because of the unhealthy. And that's what the air quality index says, very unhealthy. And it's not just there, by the way. Lower Mississippi, Ohio Valley, same thing. You're even smelling smoke. You know, if I smell smoke, I'm indoors. I mean, I'm indoors. You know, it's burning. Canada is crushing us. If it's not the East Coast, now it's in the Midwest. And this is such a big part of what's happening. I mean, it's insane. I looked at the view from a water taxi. I had a friend that was out speaking in Chicago, sent me a picture and said, can you guess where I am? No, I have no idea where you are. I'm in a water taxi looking back at the Chicago skyline. Wow. You could not tell. It's just like a blanket of gray and white. It almost looked like fog, but it was unhealthy fog, right? So that's part of what we're all dealing with. I say this show is the common denominator, and it is always about the weather. And this is one of the things that that we're seeing and still experiencing. The other thing is, we are very close to 4th of July. And what does that mean? It means fireworks, baby. It means hanging out and relaxing, I hope, for a lot of you. Family time, relaxing. Remember what the whole 4th of July thing is about. But nearly 51 million people will travel over the 4th of July weekend. And I was looking at something from AAA that they had sent me something about travel. And then I looked at what they were saying, and I looked at what a couple of other groups were saying, because, you know, they prognosticate the numbers, and they've never projected travel numbers as high for the 4th of July. So people aren't cutting back on travel, even if prices of flying especially have been that much higher. But there will be people that will drive. I mean, how many people are going to drive versus fly? And, you know, you've got gas prices that are down about 30% from the same time last year. The national average in June has been about $3.50 to $3.60 a gallon. Last 4th of July, $4.80. A lot of places, 5 and above. So Friday the 30th, busiest time to be on the roads, busiest time to travel. People are going to squeeze in as much time as they can. Boston, Seattle, D.C., they know that they're going to hang, you know, really kind of buckle down for some of the worst traffic, because that's where you're going to see that. And whether it's on the roads or whether it is flying. So here's what I would say. Pack your patience. And see, here's the thing. 4th of July falls on a Tuesday. So you stretch that weekend out, do the math, Friday to Tuesday, that's pretty sweet time. If you're going to go visit somebody or you're going to go take a little bit of a vacation, it's perfect. But I just hope all of you listening that have those plans, even if you're just driving a couple of states over, get some of those lucky breaks at the time that you're going to either be on the road or in the air, because that's what you want, right? You don't want to be really hampered down by those travel constraints. It's tough. Really, really, really tough. All right, this isn't tough. If you got a ticket for Mega Millions and you had the winning numbers, you're probably not listening to the show and you probably already know it. Or you may be one of those people, you know, hear those stories where somebody stuffs the ticket into their pocket and they don't pay attention to the ticket. You know, they got it and they got all into the frenzy of it, but then they sort of forgot about it, and then, oh, lo and behold, they have the winning numbers. So I'm going to announce them, because it's a crazy astronomical number. And a few of you in the mailbag, so I won't even have to do it in the mailbag, asked me what the numbers were, so here we go. 8, 34, 35, 41, 52, and 12... Was the quick pick, well, was the mega number, mega ball. You could have gotten a quick pick, or you could have numbers that you look at, I don't know. But the amount of money, extreme. When you're talking about over $343 million, wow. What a fantasy that would be to think about what you could do with that amount of money. All right, we're back to reality and Earth coming up next. Your comments, we go to the mailbag.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Thanks for all the emails. You too can send me your thoughts. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you are there. That's my ode to The Sopranos and Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini. RIP. Boy, did I love that show. All right, I got this one from Joe, who says, Kate, you left Texas just in the nick of time. We are frying, baby, here. We are. I love my state, but I got to tell you, it is hellish, and there are massive concerns in my neighborhood about what happens if this grid goes out. My wife has gone crazy, and it's made me buy all kinds of ice. Luckily, we have a second refrigerator in the garage. Well, that is lucky. It's like when you have one of those deer lockers. It's filled with ice just in case. We got the meat locker all filled up. Yeah, I hear you. I mean, listen, I have a lot of friends there, and they're texting me and telling me how terrible it is, and it's just, it's tough, right? It's, you know, when it's one thing, hot is one thing. There's varying degrees of hot, we get it, but you raise it up a little bit more, and it's, ask the people in Tucson, ask people in Phoenix. And these are typically hot places, some of the hottest cities that we have in the United States, you know. I mean, here's the thing. The usually moisture from the Gulf of Mexico, it has a big influence on weather patterns right across the coast of Texas, like Houston, but Houston's getting hit too. And you're just seeing the results of what the weather patterns are, and it's, gosh, it's it is just tough when you are in the middle of that, because you just have to watch for certain things. You know, I used to live in Vegas for a short period of time, popular area. Everyone I knew in my whole life, of every place I lived, wanted to come and visit. And you had 70 days a year with temperatures in the triple digits. And sometimes you hit where it felt like it was 125. And so we weren't hiking in Red Rock Canyon. We weren't jetting over the Hoover Dam in the extreme heat. I mean, you know, you just got to know. There's some things you don't do when the weather's like that. And I got my fingers crossed, Joe, and for everybody else in Texas, that you don't snap that grid, which, by the way, could happen in other places too. Oklahoma, I know y'all are listening in Oklahoma City, and they've got some weather there too, where they've had some days in the triple digits for sure. Okay, let's move on to this one from Max, who says, "Kate, so sad. I'm a NASCAR fan, and I'm a fan of JJ's, Jimmy Johnson, and so sad to hear that, of course, he had to withdraw from the next race, which is in Chicago, because of his in-laws' death and his nephew's death. It's very, very sad when something happens in a household, people are left scratching their head and have no idea. Apparently, it seems as though it is a murder-suicide situation." Oh, yeah, that happened on Monday, and it happened in Muskogee, Oklahoma. Jack Janway and Terry Janway, they're the mother and father-in-law, or were, of Jimmy Johnson. And then equally as sad is their grandson, an 11-year-old, was at the house too. So they're investigating it like a murder-suicide, and they think that the wife, Terry Janway, shot and killed her husband and grandson, and then turned the gun on her, on herself. So there was a statement that was released just that he wasn't going to be there for the NASCAR Cup Series in Chicago, and that the Johnson family just asked for privacy, and there isn't any other statements that they're going to make. It's strange. The cops got a call, a 911 call, and they believed it was Terry Janway reporting a disturbance at her house and that a gun was involved. And when they arrived, they saw Jack Janway, the husband, dead in a hallway near the front door. And when they were removing his, which is wild, they were removing his body from the house, they heard a single gunshot from further inside the house, and then discovered the bodies of his wife and also the 11-year-old grandson. And wow. And this would have gotten attention somewhat anyway, but because of Jimmy Johnson, who's a superstar in NASCAR, whose name is just synonymous with racing. Of course, there are more people aware of it, but just an awful thing. And the 11-year-old, I mean, just it's got to be the worst moment of their lives. And of course, the family's asking for privacy. I mean, they should get privacy. It's just awful, awful. There's not much you can say about it. It's just so, so, so sad. All right, let's go to this one from Sean. And Sean says, "Kate, I am looking at the whole Kremlin thing and what happened with Vladimir Putin and the fact that there was that attempted mutiny. So now you wonder if it's going to be even more tight around Putin, so to speak, in an effort to not have anything happen like the failed mutiny by the Wagner mercenaries, but just kind of alerting them to the fact that, of course, and not that they wouldn't know that, but of course there are going to be people that are going to go after Putin. So there must be some divisions in security forces, and how do you get to that point? So now you really kind of wonder, could there be something else that's bubbling up in the background?" That's a lot of coulds. So I think the fact that the mercenaries were fully state financed, because people are saying, well, how did the Wagner group, how did they get to go to Belarus? Well, part of that is because of that relationship. And that's what the I think, what the deal was. You know, they denied any, the Kremlin and Putin denied any links to the Wagner Group, but no, they were fully financed by Russia. So that could be so damaging when you think of the Ukraine war, you think of the Russian military leaders minimizing the death toll in Ukraine, and you know they're talking about how many soldiers a day wounded or deserting or killed, and the number initially that I saw was like 1,000. And this is the whole thing. So they're mercenaries. They were paid to wage war in Ukraine, and then they turn around and they're going to start a civil war. They're going to go after Putin. So the best thing for the Kremlin was to get them out. And that's exactly what, you know, that's exactly what happened there. I mean, Putin has to be suspicious of internal enemies, because, and I think that will intensify. And this war doesn't seem like it's going to cool down anytime soon. So, you know, the take is they were maybe close, but not close enough. Okay, this one is from Carl, and Carl says, "Hey, Kate Delaney, I love your show, and I just want to say that the governor of your new state, DeSantis, has not a chance in hell of winning the presidency, and it feels like he just digs in deeper, and you've said it in the polls, he still is nowhere close to Trump. At this point, how can it be anybody else but Donald Trump?" Oh, if the primaries were held today, it would be shocking if it wasn't Donald Trump. If you're to believe all the polls, there's just nobody that's anywhere close to him. I mean, there's just no one. So I think Ron DeSantis, I'm not sure what the campaign strategy is. There seems to be kind of radical plans that'll get thrown out every couple of days. And the newest one is on Monday. What he talked about is he talked about the crisis at the border, which, yes, we get what that is. But he talked about, you know, mass deportations and limit asylum seeking and all of that wrapped into, you know, no excuses, stop the invasion. That was kind of like the blueprint. Just nothing. Just get them out no matter what. And that would, of course, is going to create more chaos. And finer strokes, I think he's going to lay out as he moves along on the campaign trail. But DeSantis would deport them in mass no matter how deeply connected they are to communities either. So no, you know, just everyone, boom, immediately. All right, once again, like I said at the top, you can send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Americans will have to deal with issues at airports once again today due to severe weather. FlightAware is reporting over 4,200 flight delays and 1,300 cancellations nationwide. Former President Trump is defending his actions of discussing alleged classified documents with his staff and others after leaving office.
And what was said was absolutely fine and very, very perfectly. We did nothing wrong. This is a whole hoax.
In response to a CNN audio recording from 2021 where he talks about retaining the documents, Trump said that he and his staff were dealing with numerous matters beside those documents. The Supreme Court released important rulings today, but more significant decisions are yet to come. It ruled against Republicans in North Carolina regarding congressional district maps, leaving the decision to local courts. The High Court also addressed online harassment prosecution and overturned a stalking conviction. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
So home maintenance and repairs, we know it takes time, it can be costly, and it's becoming challenging for a lot of us to find the right person, the right pro. It's summertime. There are people working on fixing up things in their house. It's a big time to do that. And you've got a list of, I'm sure, to-dos to tackle on your home. So I can't tell you how excited and how timely this is for me and for all of you that we have Front Door CEO Bill Cobb and CMO Kathy Collins, who are here to share this is really cool, this one-of-a-kind feature available through a newly launched home maintenance repair app. I always say there's an app for everything. I need it. And it can guide us through everything from plumbing, electrical, HVAC, and so many other things that we're dealing with. And also they have this cool survey that they just did of homeowners that reveals the biggest repair challenges that many of us face. So thank you so much, both of you, Bill and Kathy, for coming on.
Wow, what an opening, Kate. You just handled the whole thing for us.
So let's start with the repairs. What are the top challenges homeowners face? And I guess you both can tackle that.
You bet.
Sure, Kathy, why don't you go first?
So first off, there are so many challenges for homeowners, right? Everything to your point, Kate, when you least expect it, something's going to go wrong. So the beauty of the Front Door app is that we have actually hired a team of experts in the area of heating and cooling, appliance repair, plumbing and electric, and we also have a handyman category. So we've hired these people. The idea is when something goes wrong in your home, you go onto the app, and within minutes, you are connected to an expert in the category that you need. So in real time, you are going to be face-to-face through a video chat technology to actually show that expert what is going on. He or she will walk you through a fix, and if they aren't able to walk you through a fix, they might be able to tell you what part you need, or worst case, they will send you a list of vetted, pre-qualified contractors in your area to help you get that done. So it's all in real time. Those experts are standing by to help people with whatever home needs they may have.
And Kate, if I could, let me brag on the experts that we've hired for a second. They have 20 years of experience. There are master plumbers, master electricians. It's all the trades, plumbing, electrical, heating and cooling, appliances. We even have a handyman group. And these are people who have been on the road, climbing under houses, climbing under sinks. They're so happy to be working from their home, and they're there available to help you right now, if you will, with whatever issue you have. And it's specific to your needs. That's the great thing about this. You don't have to search for a YouTube video. You can go right to show the former contractor, the expert, exactly what your issue is.
Wow. I love that. The real-time aspect is great. So this is continuing that. What are the most important types of repairs that homeowners should actually address during the summer months, Bill? Because I said it, I have a list, and people may have a different list from me, but what should we really tackle now?
Well, the great thing about this app is it's for both repair and maintenance. So right now, from a maintenance perspective, heating and cooling is top of mind as things get hot down there in St. Petersburg. And so what you got to change your filters. But there are other things you should do, like your refrigerator. Does the door close all the way, or is it off balance? Because our experts can help you balance it out or teach you how to put a new seal on it. You want to get your dryer vents cleaned every 3 or 4 months. Get them blown out so that happens through there. And, of course, there's a simple one. Replace your batteries on your thermostats or smoke detectors, of course. Those are the things you can do maintenance-wise. So we have all the tips on that and how to do that. But then we also do the specific repair work or the specific repair help that we have for whatever the issue that you're facing.
I just wrote this down. Dryer vents cleaned. I don't remember the last time I had that done. So, all right, that's on my list. Thank you, Bill. You added to my list. So, Kathy, let's talk about the latest tech, the resources that we're talking about here that can help us for guidance on addressing home care and maintenance that Bill was just talking about. Is there a digital toolbox, I guess, of sorts?
Yeah, so actually, it's all contained within the Front Door app. So once you're in the app, you have a number of options. You can go pull up content for those maintenance tips that Bill was just talking about. You can connect with an expert and do that video chat. And like I said, there are one of three outcomes with that video chat. Either we will walk you through the fix, we will tell you what part you need to get it fixed, or we will send you a list of vetted contractors in your area to fix it for you. So it's really a toolbox of how much help do you need. It's all done through the app, and it's all done in real time. Again, so you mentioned this, but time is so precious for people, and the last thing they want to do is spend their whole day trying to find somebody to get something fixed for them. So it's all there. There are also some discounts on appliances and systems that are within the app. So there's other things, but at the heart of it is really that video chat with the expert.
Yeah.
Okay, let's tell you about our newest offering. It's called Front Door Premium. It's in about half the markets in the U.S. So a lot of the major markets that listen into you have this. It's an annual membership. It's a complete home service plan where you have actual coverage of your repairs for electrical appliances, plumbing, or heating and cooling. We'll come out and fix things for you. It's $29 a month through the end of July. The other thing is about 1 in 15 people every year need a new heating and cooling system. And because of the strength of our relationships with the manufacturers, we're able to do a great up to 50% discount on a new system for you. So there's a lot of elements to the Front Door Premium product that I'd encourage your listeners to go to our website or the app and sign up for.
Ooh, 50%, that's a great discount. Kathy, I said this at the top that you have some results from a new survey of homeowners that reveal what our biggest repair challenges are. What are the biggest challenges?
Well, the biggest challenges, again, fall within people just don't know what to do. So in a lot of cases, what they do is they put it off and they just deal with the squeaky door, or they deal with the, you know, the grumbling garage door opener or whatever it is, because they're not sure where to go and what to do. So that was our first kind of response to that challenge, was let's give them one place to go to get all of their problems solved. So that's the number one thing. The second thing is, again, people just aren't really sure what they what's required in terms of maintenance in their home. So within the app, we decided to provide maintenance tips throughout the year. There are also email campaigns and that sort of thing once you're a member, that we make sure you're remembering to do those things, to blow out your vents, to change your filters, whatever it is, change your batteries, just to make sure that your home is in the best shape possible. So we're learning a lot. There's things within the home that we get calls about, you know, mold. I think I have mold in my house. What do I need to do? So we've got that handyman category where we have people who can answer some of those questions. How do I get wallpaper off? I mean, we've seen really a wide range of issues and questions. So we're hopefully able to help people. Just if we can't fully respond, we can at least get them to a better place.
Ooh, that's great. So last question. This is a layup, Bill, for you. Where do we go to learn more?
Frontdoor.com, or you can go to the Apple Store or Google Play and download the app. It's free to download. Download it, a couple of lines of information, and you're ready to go.
Love it. Bill Cobb, CEO, Front Door. Kathy Collins, CMO, Front Door. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks, Kate.
All right, so they gave me some ideas for real. The one thing was the vents. I haven't done anything with the vents in like a year. And the other thing is, there some way I could make sure I keep black racers out of my yard? Black racers are a snake, and I think they really like my yard because I've seen a bunch of them, and I am not a snake fan. This is a snake that won't hurt you, and it's good for keeping other critters out of yards, so it's not a bad snake. But seeing that little snake that can get long, slither across my driveway right in front of my feet today, and the dog looking at me, not even barking, just looking right up at me like, huh? It was frightening. I don't know that anything that they had to offer would work there, but I guess that's just part of what you have to put up with, right? And if you're not doing the do-it-yourselfer things and fixing up your house, or maybe in between, maybe you picked up this new hot sport, although it's been around for a while. A lot of people, and I guarantee there's people in this audience doing it, playing pickleball. And I saw a wild stat, and I'm not surprised because I had a friend that was injured playing pickleball, my friend Sherry Barth, who was turned to be a pretty decent player and had to have shoulder surgery. But there's just this kind of surprise surge in how many injuries, and it's costing like supposedly $500,000 as far as injuries are concerned. It's just this wildly popular game, which is a cross between tennis, ping pong, and badminton. And it started to get a little traction in 2020, even though it was around before that. And now it's really surged. There's about 8 to 10 million players that are playing it on a regular basis. In fact, a lot of tennis courts are being used for pickleball, being converted to pickleball in cities and suburbs and smaller areas. And what happens is you get a lot of fractures, a lot of wrist and lower legs that get hurt, and a lot of older people play pickleball. So that accounted for 90% of the patients being treated for pickleball injuries. And I can tell you, I've seen a lot of people where I am playing the game. You know, you can tell because they move in closer. It's a little bit different than tennis. So watch out for those injuries. He has another job, and filling the shoes of Pat Sajak might be tough. Who's the mystery man taking over the wheel? That and other fun things next.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Palo de Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Palo de Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Boy, this guy, he just touches, he has the Midas touch, he just touches everything and turns to gold. And that's what Sony is hoping. They don't want to deal with the controversies they had to deal with when they tried to figure out who was going to fill Alex Trebek's shoes for Jeopardy. Because we live in a world where it's about streaming and consuming media, movies, television shows, game shows, whatever you want, at your fingertips, different times of the day. And Ryan Seacrest is the perfect person to step in for Sajak. I mean, there's just no question about it, because they're almost like 9 million viewers, which is unheard of in television. So they at Sony, they being the people at Sony, realized to make this move would be smart. So he takes the place in 2024. He signed a multi-year agreement, and he's going to be a consulting producer too. And what he said, he released a statement, he said, "I'm truly humbled to be stepping into the footsteps of the legendary Pat Sajak. I can say, along with the rest of America, it's been a privilege and pure joy to watch Pat and Vanna on our television screens for an unprecedented 40 years, which he's right about that. 40 years in the same job, making us smile every night, feeling right at home with them." So he announced, Sajak, that he was retiring on June 12th after, in 2024. And now it's going to be Seacrest that steps in. I guess the question is, what about Vanna White? Because Vanna White's been the co-host for 40 years, and they're the two of longest-serving hosts of any TV program in the game show category ever. So for Seacrest, it is a layup to do this. He's so busy with all the things that he works on, American Idol. He, for a while, did that Live with Kelly and Ryan show. But he also is a radio guy. That was his background. He does a morning show in Los Angeles, which is also syndicated for iHeart. And, does the Rock and Eve thing and everything else. But this show would be easier because of the way they do this in syndication, how many times they actually record the shows. It would be much, much, much easier, I think, for him to have the time to figure that out. And for them, such a familiar face, it completely makes sense. He's like 48 years old. That's the timing is just right, I think, for Seacrest there. Anyway, you may watch Wheel of Fortune. You may never have watched it at all, but you certainly know. I mean, I would really defy anyone to say they never heard of the name Pat Sajak. I guarantee it's a super small, or Vanna White, it's a super small amount of people. That's the impact when you're on television for that long, especially in the heyday of television. And even now, like I said, with streaming, there's so many people that watch. You just can not deny it. All right, speaking of not denying it, so I wish him the best. It's interesting. I never watched Wheel, just like kind of off and on, and now because I like to sort of, it's like that mind thing where you got to keep your mind, I think, fluid and flexible, and anything with puzzles or whatever, and that's kind of a good thing to do puzzle-wise because of just trying to solve puzzles. The puzzle of bankruptcies, especially for a popular show, Bed Bath & Beyond, with some really ridiculous mistakes, I think, that were made. You wonder what the bailout move is going to be, because Overstock.com just bought Bed Bath & Beyond, the brand and the intellectual property and the platform, for $21.5 million. It was approved by a bankruptcy judge at a hearing in Newark, New Jersey. And just the judge, you know, said he's gratified to see a bidder emerge that could preserve Bed Bath & Beyond's brand. That's big for Overstock, but it's such a recognizable store and franchise, and it seemed like it was going away because they were just selling out everything. But, you know, and Bed Bath & Beyond is, you know, winding down its store footprint and is finalizing hundreds of lease transfer agreements after a huge auction just the other day. So their negotiations with lenders haven't been incredibly smooth. You know, loans, they had to take out a bunch of other things. But having this happen kind of changes that around, kind of moves that around. So now it's a question of what Overstock is going to do. Are we going to see any storefronts, or is that going to change somehow? Are you still going to be able to run into Bed Bath & Beyond? I kind of like that store because it was, if you're a going away store, or hey, listen, for guys, you needed presents and it was some sort of household thing. You could get everything and anything. I mean, it really was that kind of a store that was just stuffed with it. If you know what I mean, you could find something. And I definitely went in there. I definitely went in there. It was the kind of store for me where I could run and grab. I called them quick hit stores. That was a quick hit store. Easy to figure out, easy to get some discounts, easy to run in at the last minute. This wasn't a last minute deal, but it was a record breaking deal. Klimt, who was an artist, a famous artist, Gustav Klimt, the last portrait he ever did, became the most expensive artwork ever to sell in Europe. It sold on Tuesday. I mean, a staggering amount. $108.5 $4 million in London. And the painting is a woman with a fan. It's called Lady with a Fan. So that Klimt got more than any of the other ones in the past. The bidding lasted 10 minutes. Unidentified buyer in Hong Kong. They, you know, didn't want to be identified. Unidentified buyer. How about that? 1917. That's what this painting was from. And it was the last one. So there's something about having the last one, I suppose. And there was actual photographs. I saw some photographs of it in his studio. So you have that. And it was kind of interesting. If you can spend that kind of money and you're in Hong Kong, I'm just thinking you got to definitely be some sort of a billionaire. How many times over? Who knows? But his paintings, the artist's paintings, you know, we usually never when someone's alive, but his paintings have exploded in value over the last two decades. I know somebody that dealt in art, and I said, well, how do you know what the value is? And he looked at me and he said, whatever the buyer's willing to pay. I said to him, I kind of like that answer, right? So it's, in some ways, it's a bit of a crapshoot as to what someone will pay. Speaking of crapshoots, here we go again with the strikes in Hollywood. So as the Screen Actors Guild contract deadline is sort of out there, now there are more actors saying that they're ready to strike. You just had the directors that settled. You have the writers on strike, and now the actors are saying that if they don't have demands met, they feel like with creative freedom and wages and all of that, they're ready to absolutely strike. And if you look at a letter that was sent, that was shared, of those that are supporting the idea of a strike, you have the who's who in Hollywood, from Amy Schumer, comedian, Meryl Streep, Jennifer Lawrence, Rami Malek, Brendan Fraser, you know, the list goes on and on. So they may end up striking if a new contract isn't reached by the time the current deal ends, which is just a few days from now, on June 30th. So you got actors on strike, writers on strike. Yeah. Tough times for new content to come out. I can recommend something to you all right now. The Bear. Check it out on FX. It's about a chef in Chicago. It is so, so good. I'm not going to give you any more details. My friends, be safe. Be sane. And for goodness sake, be happy. This is the way.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.